Mrs. Brooks was telling me about the early days of their faith home when Mrs. Robinson was led of God to start that faith home. I'll tell you something which you don't need to quote, but Mrs. Robinson was then gifted with all the gifts of the Holy Ghost. That home was begun with all the apostolic gifts and more than Paul had had and anybody else had ever experienced. That's how God started that home, because she had prayed through. The Lord said to me one day, she prayed through, she loved through, she obeyed through, she believed through. And there was a perfect job of God, and God meant to bring others into that same experience. But when they began to prophesy and dance in the Holy Ghost, and they had unspeakably marvelous meetings, they never dreamed of such a thing. My, the marvelous way in which God manifested himself in those meetings. And these people, the Brookses and the Judds and the Mitchells and others, they came into such power. Mrs. Leggett told me how that they would walk downtown and they would purchase things, and the Holy Ghost did everything. Walked in their feet and chewed the food in their mouths, and everything was under the control of the Holy Ghost. Now Mrs. Brooks said, now we were the prophets. My, the word of God was fire in their mouth. They never spoke any word themselves. But they said the difference between us and Mrs. Robinson was this. She still went on seeking the Lord. We didn't. We found out, she said, that we could prophesy and during the day live rather careless lives. But Mrs. Robinson was not like that. She still prayed all night. She still fasted for days and weeks on end. She still sought the Lord. She was not through. Oh, when you and I are through, then we might as well close shop and go to heaven. Better for us. But oh, I want to scale the utmost height. Oh, Jesus Christ, until you are my experience, until you are my life, until I've not moved away from the hope of the gospel, I shall never be satisfied till I wake with thy likeness